Our top story for this half hour, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolutionists condemned the new U.S. administration's policy on the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 plus one as oppressive and arrogant. Addressing a group of police cadets, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei promised that the Islamic Republic will not take a step back in the face of bullying powers, most notably the U.S. The leader said any retreat by Iran will embolden the enemy. Ayatollah Khamenei described the U.S. government as one of the most evil regimes of the world. He said during the nuclear talks, Iran agreed to relinquish part of its rights, but the U.S. is now violating all of its commitments under the agreement. The leader noted that the Iranian nation will not give in to bullying and will stick to its position. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed there is no room for retreat in Iran's policy when it comes to national interests. He added that bullying may work with regard to other countries, but it's futile vis-a-vis the Islamic Republic. And to offer us more insight on that story, we're joined by political analyst Sayyid Mostafa Khoshchesh, who's with us from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Mr. Khoshchesh, walk us through the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's an honor to be with you, Vardy, and Press TV once again. Well, this is a very sensitive time. It's a very sensitive juncture for the Iran nuclear deal. And the Iranian Supreme Leader's remarks they were uttered to warn the U.S. that Iran has a very tough strategic and detailed plan to stand against the United States' excessive demands if Mr. Trump intends and decides to go along with the same path that he has shown so far. You know, if history is any lesson, Trump should remember what happened to George W. Bush when he did the same in 2001 and 2004 when they raised excessive demands instead of complying with their undertakings. Apparently, Mr. Trump intends to raise more and more demands that was perceived by a number of people and experts and analysts in Tehran right from the beginning of talks in 2013 at the time of President Rouhani. And it was alarmed, it was warned by many that they, in Washington, people intend to go on with the same tough sanctions in order to wear off Iran's regional clout as well as missile power. And that these are the second and third stages of their plans. Now Trump is showing the same thing. The plan that he apparently has in mind is that decertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal in mid-October when he's reporting to the Congress, and then the Congress or the House would have three questions ahead according to Kirkardian law. And the second one, which is very important, is if Iran's compliance with its undertakings are proportionate to the removal of all sanctions. In there, it is perceived, that's my analysis, that they are going to keep a major part of the sanctions suspended, but they might embark on returning the worst sanctions, that's the banking sanctions, in order to force Tehran to agree to more and more demands. Today's remarks by the Iranian Supreme Leader was exactly directed and aimed at the same possibility, that Iran would not withdraw, would not retreat, and would provide a very tough response if they intend to raise this possibility and go on with this plan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khoshchesh. Political analyst Sayyid Mostafa Khoshchesh joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran.